The MSU Museum has two new photo exhibitions that display the work life of people around the globe. One is called An Extraordinary Document of Our World. The other is Detroit Resurgent. The Detroit Project will be turned into a book from the MSU Press next year. MSU President Luanna Simon will help officially open the exhibitions Wednesday at 5 p.m. Current State Scott Pohl visited the museum last week to have a look, and he joins us this morning to tell us about his tour. Good morning, Scott.
Hi, Mark.
Tell us about this is a French photographer behind these two exhibitions. Tell us about him.
That's right. His name is Gilles Perron, and for more than a quarter of a century, he's gone everywhere you can think of with his wife and collaborator, Nicole Ivanchik, taking portraits of thousands of people. They're striking black and white photos, and until the company stopped making it, they used large format Polaroid film. When they separated the positive image from the negative, they would give the positive to the subject and use the negative for future prints. The two of them were at the museum when I stopped by last week, along with MSU journalism professor Howard Bawson. They've become friends, and Bawson curated these exhibits. Gilles' English isn't strong, and Nicole did some interpreting for me. She started by telling me about their work.
So, and you can imagine, it takes time. It can take 5 minutes to half an hour to have one portrait. So, and we take time to meet people, to talk, to exchange, even beyond the words. Because just standing in front of a camera for 5 minutes is already something. And you obviously, you give something to the photographer, and he gives something to you.
Il faut préciser que j'organise la prise de vue comme une cérémonie.
He organizes the shooting as a ceremony, really, and that is important, very important to him.
Some of Gilles' subjects are very ordinary people, and some are extraordinary people. So why don't we maybe go in the gallery and we can talk about that range of people a little bit, as well as some favorites.
Okay.
One of the things that Gilles has photographed from time to time is, we talk about work, but he also focuses sometimes on the work that children have to do. And this photograph of this agricultural worker from Egypt is actually, it's in the exhibition because I wanted to make sure there was at least one photograph of child labor in the exhibition.
How old is this child?
10 years.
10 years old? Mm. Yeah. And so I explained it takes time to make a portrait, but the person who was in charge of the work just said, well, have you finished now? Because she must go back to work. And that was terrible for us, really terrible.
Et puis, quand on lui a donné la photo, les garçons lui ont volé pour la déchirer.
Oh. So I explained we always give back the picture, and the boys working with her just took the picture and teared it off.
Oh.
And I was really, I'm still moved.
A young girl working in agriculture in Egypt, and her name is Mona Badawi Al-Sharouri.
Yes.
In Egypt.
Yeah, that was 1998.
The portrait we're in front of right now is of a portrait of General Wang Zheng, who was a companion of Mao Zedong during the 1934-1935 Long March. He became the ambassador of the People's Republic of China to France, Canada, Hungary, Indonesia, and Egypt. He was the PRC's first ambassador to the United Nations. And most remarkably, he helped prepare the way for President Richard Nixon's famous 1972 visit to China. So historically, a pretty important person, but no more important in, I think, Gilles' eyes and Nicole's eyes than this young militiaman from the Hmong tribe that was made much more recently, a young man by the name of Poe.
Leonard O'Leary is a fisherman. This was taken in Ireland in 2007, a striking image.
Yeah, at that time we were commissioned on a work called People of the Sea, so in County Cork. So we drove around all along the sea, and we knew all areas. And he was just staring at me. I was just staring at him. And Gilles said, "Okay, let's go on. Can I just photograph him? Do you think it's time?" And we were laughing each other beyond the words.
These come from the late 1990s in Egypt. And what I found so striking about them when, you know, Gilles talks about going to a place where there's rapid social change occurring, this pair really kind of exemplifies that. One of the images we're looking at is a woman called Mabruka. Is that
yes.
Pronounced? Mabruka, who is an embroiderer of trousseaus. And as we can see, she is seated here, completely covered with her own embroidered work. Actually, the only part of her body I think we can see at all are some fingers and some toes. She really exemplifies the old traditional society. And right next to her is a woman by the name of Dina El Said, who likes to be called Charlie. And she is the first female pilot at Egypt Air. And in the portrait, she's sort of looking directly at us. She's in her the seat in the cockpit of her plane. Her hat is sort of laid in her lap. She's looking very confident, very much in control of things. And it just sort of struck me that these two pictures, when paired, really sort of tell us about the world, at least the old world, and I guess the new world for women. And I thought that was a very important thing to get into this exhibition.
Before we go elsewhere, I want to ask how the Detroit Project fits in with the rest of your work. What appealed to you about the project that you undertook in Detroit called Detroit Resurgent, Portraits of the Motor City?
Until now, we never photographed American people or workers.
There are some fabulous stories in Detroit about people doing really interesting things, some at sort of the higher levels, like people who run fairly sizable companies, or Bob King, who's the president of the United Auto Workers, but also, again, like with the extraordinary document, lots of ordinary people who are urban farmers and who are artists, cooks, and people who started entrepreneurial businesses, like Anne Perot, one of the co-founders of the Avalon International Breads in Detroit. So we thought those were important things to try to do, because to create kind of the counter narrative about Detroit that it's, you know, all ruins. We bought Nicole an audio recorder and asked her to ask a common set of just a few questions. People then start talking, it gets the ball rolling. And so Nicole recorded interviews with all of the subjects that two of my students spent the last academic year transcribing. Those interviews will all be in the book, Detroit Resurgent. And what we have here in the gallery, because you can't put an interview on the wall, we have these touch screens. We have all of the subjects up here. And we have taken a piece of their interviews. In this way, we can kind of display all 62 portraits and at least a portion of the interviews that will be in the book. So it's a way for people to get all of that information, and to see all the portraits, because we only have space for 36 of the actual prints.
One of the Detroit photos that appeals to me is Monique Watson, who works in an auto factory. She's got a big smile on her face in the photo. I think people think of auto factory work as being drudgery, hard work. Not to say that it isn't, but she seems to be enjoying herself in the photo that you have of her. Can you tell me about your encounter with her?
She was very happy to be photographed, and she enjoys working at the Chevy Volt.
She talks about how her mother also works in the auto industry. And that, you know, it was very interesting to sort of hear about the two generations. When that interview was conducted, she was finishing up her maternity leave. So, and, you know, she talks very much about her pride as an auto worker and her how the auto industry, particularly in terms of the, I guess you would call sort of the advanced technology cars, like, you know, the Volt, how that's really changing the world's perception of the auto industry, and that she's so proud to be part of, you know, of that endeavor.
Another thing that strikes me about the Detroit portraits in the exhibition are that they're not just the auto industry. People think about the auto industry, and maybe they think about music when they think about Detroit, but we have bakers here, we have plastic surgeons, all with ties to the city of Detroit.
Designer also.
Wonderful that, furniture.
Yeah,
designer.
Yeah. Alan Kanyas is an incredible furniture designer. And so we could sit on his different chairs and armchairs, and they are incredibly comfortable. We started this work on Detroit, and we met incredibly interesting people. Really, really, all of them. Sometimes we're very, very tired because it was tough time going from one place to another, meeting people, not knowing who they were. And after each interview, we just came out of that watching each other and saying, oh, that's incredible. These are incredible people, and the main thing is that they help each other, and none of them is working on his own. They work with the community, all of them, and this is so different from what we have in Europe, at least in France.
Howard Bossen is a professor of journalism at Michigan State University and curated this exhibit. Nicole Levenchik and Gilles Perron, thank you all so much for taking me around the exhibits here at the MSU Museum.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you very much.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.